Blog Talk Radio.
Not get to come back, but we're going to do a little mashup today. We'll see if anyone shows up. I'm up earlier this morning. Yes, I am. Well, up way earlier this morning. Lucifer, why, bro? Why? Why? Why did you ask to come in here and now you're like, let me out? Why? Can you say why, buddy? Can you say why? No. Okay. He cannot say why. He wants to leave the room now. I just kind of want to mash up from yesterday a little bit because I did not get to come back. Yesterday. Oh, and today. I mean, if we're not paying attention, we definitely should be. So, in the meantime, While we wait, let's see if anyone shows up. Interesting, I have internet perfectly this morning. Perfectly. Well, got on with a second. Now. Yay. We'll do that. Why are y'all whining right now? Leave that old lady alone. Lucy. You a bad boy. He is bad boy. He's a bad boy. Only the truth is he's a bad boy. Alright, alright. Let's do it. I'm douche hat. Alrighty then. We will do some more forecasts, by the way, as well. Now, yesterday was a very important day that everyone should remember, and it's the one day that we get before Black History Month. Now, when I was growing up, Black History Month, we got the peanut butter guy. We didn't hear about nothing else hardly. They chose one person in history that made something. And that's not true. You like AC, think of black woman. We'll move on to that next month. But I want to say, well, Mr. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, and let's not pretend that people liked him because he was assassinated. All life interrelated. All life is interrelated. are tied in a single garment of destiny, caught in an inescapable network of mutuality. And whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. As long as there is poverty in the world, no man can be totally rich, even if he has $1 billion. As long as diseases are rampant and millions of people cannot expect to live more than 28 years, no man can be totally healthy. Even if he just got a clean bill of health from Mayo Clinic. And I want to talk about James for a second. My mom's boyfriend. Good guy, mostly. Worked for Catholic Church. Helps people. Immigrants and things such as that. But he's so mad that Biden's president. You know, he got fucked over in taxes from Trump. And he's the only Trumper in his town, at his work, at his state. Seriously, in his family. I don't know, maybe it's because he didn't like school so much. He didn't like learning. But he's getting mad that we're going to get $15 an hour. I'm sorry, I just worked in an industry where I should get $15 an hour because when I get taxed, I don't have enough money to pay for anything else after bills, and I just made enough for diapers. Yes, bitch, we need, and I made $13 an hour. But guess what? After motherfucking taxes, it was like making $10 an hour. So you're taking home $10 an hour. So what's going to happen when we have $15, it's going to be like making 12 or 13. But guess what? We might actually be able to make some money to take it home to feed our kids. But he's bitching. I'm going to move my family out of this country. Good luck, because no one wants you. You don't have that much of a talent to, like, just move wherever you want. You got to have something to bring to the table. And they ain't accepting us. Why should they? So when your position is both people who can't afford to go to college shouldn't take out loans to do it, and people who do jobs that don't require a college degree shouldn't be paid a living wage, it kind of starts to seem like you just want to keep fucking poor people poor. So, I have an affirmation for everyone today. Today, as we humans, aliens, star children, harm ourselves by allowing those to gain power over us and to hurt us, I've got some words for you today. Some affirmations I've been picking up. We try and do an affirmation at least twice a week. I call back my power and energy from all corners, people, places, and situations that have been draining, siphoning, or stealing from me, consciously or subconsciously, unintentionally or intentionally, from all realms, worlds, and directions of time. I'm safe, sovereign, and protected. So shall it be. For my question this morning in my email, for that card reader that wrote me this morning asking me some tips and tricks. Excuse me. I'm not tired. I don't know. Maybe a little. Does anyone else's hair look like a blooming onion when they first wake up? Because mine does. Now, I got some timing events with tarot for you. Now, when you asked about days, weeks, months, and years, swords is days, wands is weeks, cups is months, and pentacles is years. Now the four seasons. Swords is autumn. Wands is spring. Cups is summer. And pentacles is winter. Very good tips to have. Baby, yes. I'm loving your memes, guys. I love the stuff you send. Thank you, freedom fighters out there. Did anybody see those people, those Trump supporters who were the ones saying Blue Lives Mattered? Doesn't look like the police mattered that much, huh? They even killed one of their own one of their own Trumper buddies that let them in. I have a shout out to you men out there. All the men out there who are actually in touch with their emotions, feelings, and intuition. Vulnerability takes much more courage than being cold and distant, especially now that we are transitioning to the ways of the old world, telling us that it is okay or isn't okay to cry or show emotions as if it were some sort of disease. Suppressing emotions only leads to sadness, anger, explosive behavior, violence, and unhappiness. We are all emotional beings, and it is okay to feel. So remember that next time a woman tries to tell you it's not okay to cry, because it is. It's not okay to be a giant pussy and start making fucking problems like a girl, though. Can't do that. Nope. Can't deal with it. No. And remember, y'all, if it's 3 a.m. and you can't sleep because of all the madness of life and the chaos in your head, open the window, take a deep breath, and watch the stars. Find the moon as a light in the darkness. Sometimes the moon feels lost, too. You know? Lost in a wild mixture of darkness, dust, and thunderstorms. If it's 3 a.m. and you can't sleep, if you feel alone and you can't stop overthinking, know you are strong. You are not alone. And it's all going to be okay. I will be sharing, I'm going to put some photos up that I have for everyone's grimoires, for those who have it. I have a Datura Gemonium. I also have some tips on how to open your heart chakra for some of you. I have a Morning Glory, the Convolvulus Sipium. And remember, guys, the Morning Glory is toxic when ingested and can cause hallucinations. I find that this 2020 and beginning to 2021 has been very crazy, eventful, just ludicrous, really. I couldn't have written a better show. Actually, I can, because my life is like a show right now, and my book is going to be insane. So I will be putting those up. But imagine this, guys. Imagine reaching a point in your life that you storm the U.S. Capitol and perpetuate a violent coup, all because you're so dumb that you got brainwashed into unconditionally being loyal and devoted to the host of Apprentice. White. And it's so awesome that Trump cannot tweet about being impeached twice. What do you think he does with his time now? Try to get on the White House Twitter? Fuck off, you must. Doesn't look like anyone's coming. That is okay. An episode is an episode. We will be, after this week, a lot of things are going to change. Probably the days that we actually do tarot. I've just been getting on every morning just in case and then doing a whatever. But it looks like I got in, y'all. I think I got in. I got in and I got funding for my first semester. Which this AS is only going to be 16 months. So, easy. It's going to be the easiest 16 months of my life. So, yay, I'll have my AS in 17 months, but then I'm going to work on my BA, which is going to be a lot more expensive and probably more, a little bit more, probably more like 24 months, maybe. maybe less. I'm gonna fly through it though. It's technology, so I know quite a bit already from being hacked and having to find out who's hacking me. Y'all, when you get an ASN of a phone number of an actual phone on a tower, yeah, that's a fucking big deal, man. Finding out the type of phone, the ASN number, the company that they're using, the tower, and their location, it's pretty satisfying, really. That's why I'm doing it, because a lot of people don't know how to do that. I just didn't naturally. So we're going to be changing around things, and I'm going to designate probably... I'll probably do Thursday, Friday, Saturday morning tarot, and then do and still have our power hour on Mondays because we need it. And then have our political show, because even with Trump gone, there's still going to be so much still to deal with. I mean, because Trump's going to be leaving, and yet we still, the Republicans still made the Democrats to get the bill out to help people. They're putting trillions of dollars in the bill to help Israel topple Venezuela so we can get their oil reserves. So trust me, you guys, Trump was just a symptom of a very sick system. And there's lots to monitor, to yell from the rooftops, especially when you have a whole nation built upon racism. So it's going to be still an intense year, but we are going to see some things change, and not just here in America, but all over the world, and I'm happy for that. So we'll save the rest of the catch-up news for tomorrow, because, let's face it, it is Trump Fuck Wednesday, might as well. So nobody came, I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all are probably going to look at me for 11. I'm sorry, I got stuff I have to do today. But we will change things around so everybody can get on. And soon, I'll be getting 2 hours a day. So, 2 hour tarot shows. You know how crazy that's going to be? It's going to be insane. Well, I love you all. And remember, just because it's MLK and you see racist white evangelists and church people and what have you, and Ivanka Trump and Jared, and, well, Trump can't tweet, so... you see them people all saying some quotes from MLK. That shit is for show. They know nothing about him. Everyone hated MLK. People do not embrace black folks. They like their music, their culture, but they don't embrace them as people. And I hope that changes. That's something that I'm going to tout from the rooftops myself. But that's the tea, everyone, and I will see you later, assuming I can get back on soon. I have a long list of things to do. February 1st is coming. I'm catching a cold, for God's sake. I hope it's just weather change. So that is the tea, you guys. I love you all. I'll see you soon. Thank you for listening. And wear your mask, wash your hands, and Black Lives Matter. Bye!